Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, day before Thanksgiving, Think Tank coming up at 12:40 right here on Sports Radio 610. You know how dangerous that is. Normally at that time on Wednesday, we talk to our guy Stanford Routes because he's a team player. We're going to talk to him right now. Stanford Routes, how you living, sir?
Pretty good. Fellas, happy holidays to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays. Well, we've been, there's been all kinds of things floating around the social hemisphere here. Where do you stand on macaroni and cheese as a Thanksgiving side dish?
It's macaroni and cheese. Like, is there ever a bad time to have macaroni and cheese? So, I would not push that away by any stretch, man. Anytime, that's great.
There you go. What were you expecting him to say?
He's no Matthew Judon.
Yeah, he's no Matthew Judon. Matthew Judon had the internet going nuts with his opinion on that. A lot of people say Thanksgiving is the time where, you know, it's kind of the final stretch of the season. We heard John Madden say that a while back, and it seems like it kind of holds true. What is the mindset here as you look at all of this cluster in the league, the after Thanksgiving push, if you will?
Yeah, that's when the real football is being played. September, October, okay, the season is still fresh, it's new, it's kind of whatever you want to call it. But once you get to November, December, once you get around that Thanksgiving time, that's when you start to really separate from the fake teams, the fake contenders, the pretenders, the guys who really, really want to be out there and do it. And that's when the real football is played. So that's when you know who's really about that life, because coaching starts to get real intricate where, okay, we're going to target this player. We're going to take this player out of the game. We're going to try to neutralize this guy. That's when you really see the cream rise to the top. And I think that everybody in the league, you know that going in, and that's why it's real fun. That's when the best games are played. That's when Sunday Night Football is at its best, the playoff matchup. So that's when you really see who's about that life. And as we can see, you start to see some guys start to really separate themselves.
Talking about that life with Stanford Brown here on Sports Radio 610. That's why you're a good teammate, Stan, because I just asked you a question. I don't even know what the hell I was trying to get at, and you give me the answer that I was looking for. That's teamwork right there, my
friend.
That's
it.
Of course. Come on, Landry, this is me.
Absolute teamwork. Who do you look at right now? If I ask Stanford Brown, heading into week 12 of the NFL season, a team that nobody is really talking about when it comes to being a team that can go all the way, and let's just say get to the Super Bowl, who are a couple of teams that you look at and say, I would not be shocked if this team was a surprise down the stretch and they ended up in the big game?
Oh, man. I would not be surprised if New England wound up in the big game. That's number one. Number two, I would go for the NFC. I would not be surprised if Green Bay winds up in the big game. Obviously, everybody's talking about the Cowboys, the Rams, the Cardinals with Kyler Murray. I would not be surprised if Green Bay wound up in it. I would not be surprised if New England wound up in it. I think as far as both conferences, I'd probably say those two would probably be my top two picks for I wouldn't be surprised. But it's nobody else I can really think of that's dark horse.
Let me throw this out at you, because they are not even in officially in the playoffs right now if they had to start today. But I look at ingredients.
Oh.
I just feel like the Indianapolis Colts have a lot.
I knew you were going there.
The ingredients.
I knew you were going there, and I think for the Indianapolis Colts, they got Tampa Bay coming up this weekend. I believe that, like I said, they got another go around with the Titans as well, and they have another big game on their schedule. I just forget who it's against, and yeah, that would be another team.
Tampa Bay this week. You said.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
I would be surprised if they wind up in the big game. I would not be surprised, obviously, if they're in the playoffs and they win a game or two. Carson Wentz, it seems like, well, for one, Jonathan Taylor, he's a stud running back. We all know
yeah,
that.
That's what I'm saying,
but
ingredients, man.
And I think for Carson Wentz, because of how everything transpired in Philadelphia. He got hurt. Then Nick Foles comes in. Austin, Texas, by the way, goes in and wins that Super Bowl. We haven't seen Carson Wentz bring it in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
We really haven't. That would be the only thing that would give me cause to go ahead and pump the brakes as far as putting them in the big game or even saying that they really have the potential to be in the big game. But nonetheless, like I said, I like the way they're playing right now.
Talking to Stanford Broward here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Texans beat the Titans by 9. They win the turnover battle 5-0. Ryan Tannehill, not good, but, I mean, he was without his top three receivers, his running back. What is your outlook on the win that the Texans had against the Titans? Is that just the perfect storm for the Texans? Did you see anything there that makes you think that maybe things are, you know, trending upward, relatively speaking, for the Texans?
I would just go ahead and say that was just a classic Sunday afternoon division rivalry type of a game. When you look at the Houston Texans, like I told everybody coming in this season, if you think the Texans are going to go 0-17 or 1-16, you got another thing coming, because it is harder to go 0-17 now. Used to be 0-16. It's harder to go 0-17 than it is to go 17-0. Like, I know a lot of people probably wonder how the hell that happens, but that means for 17 straight weeks, you got to be able to go out there every Sunday and be the lesser team. You know how hard that is? Just off of probability, just pure chance, it's very difficult to go out there every weekend and be the worst team, because somebody else is going to have an off day as well. And I think that when you go ahead, you factor in how what I've always said about Ryan Tannehill or a lot of these dual threat, run pass, RPO, read option type of quarterbacks, because it requires so little to do with actual quarterbacking and accuracy, it's real easy. You had Derrick Henry in the backfield, but he's been on the shelf for the last month. It makes things easier because it opens up the field because the linebackers overcommit on the play action fake. So when you take away the run game, when you don't have your top receivers in, now you got to be a stud quarterback. You got to be the best guy on the field. And Ryan Tannehill, we saw Sunday afternoon, he threw it what? Say it with me, J-Lo. He threw it
right to
several of those Texans DBs. And I think that when you factor all of that in, obviously we know the Tennessee Titans are a better team than the Houston Texans. But in this today's NFL, in the AFC right now, you have a lot of good teams. You don't really have any great teams. Everybody has a blemish. Everybody has a part of their team where it's an Achilles heel. And I think for Tennessee, they just had a perfect storm. They ran into against a Houston Texans team that was playing hard still this late in the season. Ryan Tannehill, he's flawed. With him having a number of guys out, it's able to show and it's able to go ahead and illuminate his flaws. But nonetheless, like I said, that's how it is in the divisional game.
Stanford Rout, 15 minutes earlier than his normal weekly visit here on Sports Radio 16. How does your spread get prepared? What are you grubbing on tomorrow? Because you strike me as a guy who might, like, get catering from, like, a five-star restaurant or something like that. You don't strike me as a dude who's going to roll up the sleeves and cook.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. A few things with that. Number one, Landry, don't make me jump over this Thanksgiving table at you. I am not bougie. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to go ahead and just put it out there. Guys, I'm not even really big on Thanksgiving food.
Really?
Never have been. Yeah, I never have been.
Okay.
Turkey, if I don't eat turkey for the rest of my life, believe me, it'll be too soon. So for me, you give me some ham. Sometimes my mom would go ahead and cook steaks for me because, you know, I love steak. You give me mashed potatoes, some green beans, and maybe a couple of rolls, dinner rolls, something like that. I'm perfectly fine. I've never been high on Thanksgiving food, stuffing, turkey, candied yams, all of that. A lot of my family members eat it. They love it. But for me, I've never been big on Thanksgiving. So I'm very simple. Mashed potatoes,
oh, you're simple?
Green beans.
Hey, Mom, cook me a steak during Thanksgiving. That's simple? That is the opposite of simple.
Or, like I said, ham. I love ham.
Okay, the ham's fine, but it ain't simple. Hey, she might cook me a steak on Thanksgiving.
First of all, you can cook a steak in 9 minutes. I do it all the time on my own stove.
Medium plus.
So it's not like I'm asking for like some specific. It's got to be Kobe beef. It's got to be Angus flown in from, you know, Colorado. Like, come on.
None of that Brazilian sausage you recommended.
I said, if you're ever in that part of the world, they have great sausage.
They do.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Stan.
Of course. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you guys. And I will end with one question.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Did the Longhorns win or lose on Saturday?
Dude. They lost, but it wasn't a discouraging loss. It was fine.
What the hell?
They fought.
What the hell are y'all going to do in the SEC? I'll leave it at that. You guys have a great Thanksgiving. Happy holidays to you. And I'll talk to y'all next week. Landry, Grapevine is still the pits.
Oh, wow. There we go.
I feel like he's enjoying that Max Crosby effort from Northeast Tarrant County with the Raiders. I don't know.
Man, I love
Stanford,
y'all.
Stanford, you still there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah. The only good thing about that dog-butted Raiders team is someone from that neck of the woods.
Watch it.
Gotta go.
Hanging up on him.
The In the Loop Think Tank the day before Thanksgiving. Always anticipated, always dangerous. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.